Welcome to episode 1001 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The 20th book of the Bible is the book of James. It is often categorized as one of the general epistles or Catholic epistles, which means it was written to a broad audience of early Christians rather than a specific individual or church. The letter is notable for its emphasis on practical Christian living, stressing the importance of living out one's faith through good works, perseverance in trials, and care for the less fortunate. The exact date of the writing of James is not certain, but scholars typically place it between AD 44 and AD 62. This makes it one of the earliest New Testament writings, possibly even the first. The letter of James was written to Jewish Christians scattered among the nations, likely outside Palestine, referred to in the first verse as the 12 tribes in the dispersion. This scattered community was facing persecution and economic challenges, and many believers struggled with social and spiritual issues due to their displacement. Who was the author of this book? In the New Testament, there are several men named James, each with a different connection to Jesus. Perhaps the most prominent of these men is James, the son of Zebedee, also known as James the Greater, who was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus. He was the brother of John the Apostle, both of them sons of Zebedee, and part of Jesus' inner circle. This James was present at key moments in Jesus' ministry, such as the Transfiguration and Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane. He was one of the first apostles to be martyred, as recorded in Acts 12, verse 2, where King Herod Agrippa ordered his execution by the sword. Another James is the son of Alphaeus, sometimes called James the Less, who was another one of the 12 apostles. Little is known about him, and the New Testament provides few details beyond his listing among the apostles. His mother, Mary, is mentioned as being present at Jesus' crucifixion, but his personal involvement in the early church is less detailed. But the person traditionally believed to be the author of the New Testament epistle is the brother of Jesus, also referred to as James the Just. This James was a central figure in the early Christian church and is revered for his deep piety, wisdom, and leadership. While the New Testament refers to him as a brother of Jesus, scholars in early Christian tradition have debated the precise nature of their familial relationship. Some traditions, particularly in Eastern Orthodoxy and Roman Catholicism, suggest that James may have been a cousin or possibly a stepbrother rather than a full biological brother. Despite these nuances, James is consistently recognized as a close relative of Jesus and a major leader in the early church. In the Gospels, James and the other brothers of Jesus did not initially believe in him during his public ministry. This disbelief is notable, as it suggests that James, despite being raised in the same household as Jesus, did not initially recognize him as the Messiah. However, the New Testament provides a transformative moment in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 7, where the Apostle Paul mentions that Jesus made a special post-resurrection appearance to James. This encounter seems to have been pivotal in James's conversion and commitment to following the risen Messiah. From this moment on, James became a devout believer and eventually the leader of the Jerusalem church, one of the most important and influential Christian communities at the time. In the book of Acts, James emerges as a key leader among the apostles and early Christians. After Peter's miraculous escape from prison, he instructs the other believers to tell James and the other brothers about his release, emphasizing James's significant role. This role becomes even more evident during the Council of Jerusalem, which was convened to address the growing tension between Jewish and Gentile believers over the issue of circumcision and adherence to the Mosaic law. As the leader of the church in Jerusalem, James presided over the council and delivered the final judgment, which allowed Gentile converts to Christianity to be exempt from circumcision, as long as they adhered to certain ethical guidelines and abstained from practices such as idolatry and consuming blood. This decision was crucial in shaping the future of Christianity as a movement that was not bound by the full extent of Jewish ceremonial law, thus facilitating the inclusion of Gentiles. James's speech during the council showed both his deep respect for Jewish tradition and his openness to the leading of the Holy Spirit, marking him as a wise mediator in this critical moment of early Christian history. James' role as leader of the Jerusalem church is further affirmed by Paul, who in Galatians 1 verse 19 mentions that, after his conversion, he went to Jerusalem to meet with Peter and James. Later in Galatians 2, Paul refers to James as one of the pillars of the church, alongside Peter and John. James was clearly seen as a stabilizing and authoritative figure within the early Christian community, especially among Jewish Christians. His leadership was marked by his commitment to Jewish piety. He continued to observe Jewish customs and the law, which allowed him to be respected not only by the Christian community, but also by many Jews who did not accept Jesus as the Messiah. Early Christian writers and historians, like Eusebius of Caesarea and Hegesippus, further elaborate on James's character and influence. According to these sources, James was known for his holiness and devotion to prayer. Hegesippus describes James as a man who spent so much time in the temple praying on his knees for the forgiveness of the people that his knees became hard and calloused, resembling those of a camel. His righteousness, or justness, earned him the title James the Just. He was admired for his humility, piety, and adherence to the law, and even non-Christian Jews held him in high regard. His lifestyle was ascetic. According to tradition, he did not drink wine, eat meat, or shave his head. He lived a simple, devout life, committed to both the Jewish faith and to Jesus. James's martyrdom is another crucial aspect of his legacy. According to Josephus, the Jewish historian, and other early Christian sources like Hegesippus and Clement of Alexandria, James was martyred in AD 62 under the high priest Ananus II. Josephus notes that James's death was a significant event, particularly because of the esteem in which he was held by the people of Jerusalem. According to Hegesippus, James was thrown from the pinnacle of the temple after being accused by the Jewish authorities of violating the law. However, the fall did not kill him, so the crowd stoned and beat him to death with a club. His death was seen as a turning point, marking a rise in tensions between the Jewish authorities and the Christian community in Jerusalem. Some early sources suggest that James's martyrdom contributed to the eventual destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, as it was seen as an act of divine retribution for the murder of such a righteous man. James serves as a profound example of transformation, faithfulness, and perseverance in the Christian journey. His journey reflects the grace of God in calling even those closest to Jesus, who may not initially have faith, into transformative leadership. This shift from skepticism to unshakable faith serves as a powerful reminder that God can work through our doubts and lead us to deeper belief and purpose. James's leadership reflects the balance between maintaining respect for tradition and being open to the new movements of the Holy Spirit, a principle that Christians today can learn from. How often are we called to both hold fast to the truths of our faith while being open to the ways God is moving in the world? His example calls us to seek that same wisdom and discernment. What stands out most about James, however, is his commitment to living out his faith practically. The book of James offers one of the most straightforward teachings on the relationship between faith and works. It is not enough to simply believe. Our belief should compel us to live out the teachings of Christ through our love for others, our generosity, and our care for the oppressed and marginalized. James teaches us that while faith is the foundation, works are the natural expression of a life transformed by Christ. James' life of prayer and devotion to God is another element that stands as a beacon for Christians. Described by early writers as a man of great prayer, James would spend hours on his knees interceding for others. His lifestyle reflects the importance of a prayerful heart in the life of a believer. In today's busy world, how often do we find time to truly spend in God's presence, praying not only for our needs, but for the needs of others? James' life reminds us that prayer is not a passive activity, but a powerful force that connects us to God's will and purpose. In James's martyrdom, we see the ultimate expression of faith and commitment. He was willing to die for the truth he had come to believe so fully. His willingness to endure persecution for the sake of Christ calls us to examine the depth of our own faith. Are we willing to stand firm in our beliefs, even when it costs us something? James challenges us to live boldly for Christ, regardless of the cost, with the assurance that God's justice and grace will prevail in the end. As we reflect on the life of James, let us remember that God can take anyone, even those who doubt, and transform them into vessels of his grace and truth. Father, may we, like James, seek to live out our faith in practical ways through love, prayer, and obedience. And may we be willing to endure whatever trials come our way for the sake of Christ. Help us draw strength from James's example and be inspired to live a life of faith that works. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.